Bethel Devereaux Show, Angry Kids 24/7 Radio. I'm tired, people. I'm tired. Oh, man, it was a interesting night last night. You know, as a wrestling fan, you know that was a very interesting night last night. So that makes it very, you know, interesting. And also, we had a cookout, you know, for Labor Day. I'm having another one this afternoon, too, by the way, people. Never stop. We never stop. But, yeah, I'm tired. I'm pretty sure that most of you wrestling fans who stayed up last night, you know, I'm pretty sure you're tired, too. A lot of stuff happened. A lot of things happened in pro wrestling last night. With one company. A lot of stuff happened over the weekend, actually. I mean, I'll be the first to admit it. Dude. I was not expecting Jon Moxley to beat Matt Cardona and become the new GCW champion. I was not expecting that. I'm actually a little bit upset over that because here we go again. The AEW guys coming into smaller feds and now they're going to win the championships when a guy like Matt Cardona was just like over. I mean, he was so over with that fan base. And, I'm shocked over that, but, you know, that's a different story. My man Alex Hammerstone won another championship out there, you know, and got some news about that, you know, coming up and how it relates to Pro Wrestling Express. Don't forget September 18th, Saturday, September 18th. Anyway, but I'm just saying, a lot of stuff happened this past week. What's up, my peoples? If you got any questions, give us a call. You know what to do. You want to hit us up on Twitter, do the same thing. Call us at 515-605-9741. Because I'm about to go in. I'm going in very soon on everybody's favorite company. I'm going in. Hit me up on Twitter at AaronLester22. I'm about to go in on your favorite company, people. And I dare any of you AEWites, you know, who want to challenge me on what I'm going to say, I'm daring you, please do it. I'm begging you. You can, like, do it right now. You can do it right now. I do it face-to-face as well, you know, but for now on, I'm like Virgil out here. If you want to debate me face-to-face, you got to hit the Cash App. You got to send me my money. I'm out here trying to get it back. Oh, man. So anyway, enough with the ego. Anyway, pro wrestling fans, I want to thank you for joining me, and let's get into it. Man, a lot of stuff happened last night. AEW, they delivered. I can't say they didn't. I mean, you know, I'm called the biggest AEW hater out there. And they did it. They delivered. I'll give them credit. I will give them credit. They delivered. Okay? They delivered. Go ahead. They was delivered. Go ahead. Get on me. Go ahead. I'm begging you to, because I said that, hey, I just don't see it happening, but they delivered. Now, here's the problem. Dive. We're going to go into like maybe 20 feet. Let's go into this a little bit. So, as you know, Bryan Danielson, Adam Cole, and Ruby Soho, formerly known as Ruby Riott, debuted last night. AEW, All Out. You know, I remember the first All Out. And, dude, that first AEW pay-per-view was special, man. Was special. You know, this was before television. It was special. And people were saying last night was more special. I don't agree. CM Punk, you know, what ticks me off about you is that you continuously toss shots. And you took the opportunity with these guys debuting to toss some more shots at the company that made you a millionaire for doing something that you claim to love. You claim to love, okay? But you had a problem with the WWE. But you had no problem cashing the check, though. You had no problem cashing the check, bro. And everyone can say, well, who wouldn't? Exactly. Thank you. That's what I'm saying. This guy, the nerve to say that Daniel Bryan and Adam Cole debuting, or excuse me, Bryan Danielson and Adam Cole debuting was as big, was more, was, hold on, hold on, hold on, it's more. Much bigger. I'll just use that. Much bigger. God Hall and Kevin Nash and Hulk Hogan going to WCW. Let that breathe. Let it breathe. You know, for a guy who was supposedly straight edge, bruh, pass over what you smoking to me, because I need to hallucinate like you, my brother. Two individuals, Brian and Adam, debuted last night. And I'm not saying, I'm not taking anything away from Ruby, because I think she's a phenomenal talent. And she's actually going to add to that women's division, which is going to be really fun. Ruby versus Britt matches, I can't wait to see that. Okay. I'm actually looking forward to that. Yes, there are some things that AEW is doing right, and we're going to get into that later on in the show. But I'm just saying. Okay, let's go back to what I'm complaining about. Because yes, I am complaining. You ask my wife, I do a lot of that. Anyway, CM Punk, you really lost your mind with saying that, making that statement. You lost your mind, bro. Look, I'm not even going to get into the ratings that, you know, the up and down ratings that CM Punk has been able to provide. But we'll see what happens on Wednesday night. We'll see what happens on Friday. Because I keep trying to tell people, the problem with AEW is not that they, you know, they have, like, their talent suck. They got great talent. It's just they don't use their talent right. Now, there's a couple of things, like I said, that they're doing right that I'm really impressed with. But right now, some of the stuff that they're doing, I'm done. Nah. Now, look, All Out. It's a great pay-per-view of all time. I would not call it the greatest of all time, like some of these marks are out here saying. Oh, and see, what makes it horrible, okay, that these fans are saying this, is that they're being led by some very important figures in professional wrestling who have watched years and years and years of pro wrestling, been a part of the business. You're going to tell me that there's not 100 years between Tony Schiavone and Jim Ross of wrestling knowledge? I mean, and for them to both say, Tony Schiavone said that this is probably the greatest time, this is the greatest time to be a wrestling fan ever in the history of the business. Tony Schiavone was in the middle of something that we call, what was that thing? Monday Night Wars. Tony Schiavone was in the middle of that. He was play-by-play, the lead play-by-play for most of it, because he didn't start off as the lead until Eric Bischoff was moved into the NWO fully. But think about that. You're going to tell me that when they had 45,000, 50,000 to see Goldberg beat Hulk Hogan with 1 week of advertisement? Matter of fact, was it 3 days? You're going to tell me that that was the way those fit? The crack you're smoking, the hallucinate. Dude, you guys are smoking some weed that's making y'all hallucinate. And I know JR like the puff here and there from what I understand, but that's not my business. For JR to say this was the greatest pay-per-view. JR, do you not remember the WrestleManias that you have called yourself? Weren't you there the night Hulk Hogan wrestled The Rock in Toronto? Oh, that is right. You guys are trying to make these fans drink this Kool-Aid very hard. Why? Your product should tell, should be able to tell the story for you. It should be able to sell itself. You got great guys. But, what are you going to do with them now? You got the guys you wanted. What are you going to do with them now? That's the question that I ask. What are you going to do with these fans now? Or these guys, for these fans, to make new fans come over from the WWE and say, you know what, man, I just had it. I'm done with it. I can't watch it no more. At least I got Bryan Danielson and CM Punk over on the other channel. What are you going to do to make people do that? I don't think it's going to happen. They have not shown me, Tony Khan has not shown me that the guy can book a compelling storyline that will draw good money. You got money, but I'm talking that good money to where you're pulling in revenue streams from different sources that you weren't expecting. Sort of like what happened with WCW and the NWO. These guys aren't doing that. These guys are not doing that. I mean, damn, the last time we seen Daniel Bryan, he was being beat out of WrestleMania. He was being laid out. That was last time we seen Daniel Bryan. Adam Cole, last time we seen Adam Cole, I mean, look, don't get me wrong. He looked good. At least he's hot, fresh. But, dude, let's just be honest. He was a part of NXT. That NXT audience is already part of your audience. He's not bringing no new faces from SmackDown and Raw. He'll bring that NXT audience that's already there watching your show. Because the same people who watch AEW watch NXT. Oh, don't believe me? Go into the chat rooms. Go on Twitter. They all, same thing. I'm not hating on AEW. I am actually getting upset. Thing about AEW is it gave me hope that, man, you know what? If done right, this thing could be around for a long time. But see, the problem is I don't even understand why I was even – what we're so excited for. We already got those. If you guys show the same love to Impact and Ring of Honor that you are showing to AEW, those companies might be able to, by now, show some damn competition to Vince McMahon. They might be able to compete a little bit. But you come in, you let a mark, a money mark, and nothing against the dude for being a money mark, because, he's a fan. I love him for being a fan. He's trying to help the business, okay. But if you want to really help the business, step to the side and let somebody do this for you, bro. I want AEW to succeed. From the bottom of my heart. But when I see their fan base pushing something that regular wrestling fans who, AEW is okay, when they're pushing something to them and then those people turn on a channel and look and watch, and then a week later, half that audience is gone. Oh, you're going to tell me that's not what happened with CM Punk on AEW Dynamite? 1.3 million for his segment. A week later, they was going back to almost 800,000 viewers. Come on, bro. They sampled. They didn't like the taste of it. They said, nah, I'm cool. I'm going to get into some mistakes that you are making. I'm also going to talk about the things you're doing right, because there are some things that you are doing right. There's just so many things you're doing wrong that's making my mind explode. As a guy who's been a part of the business for 25 years, I've watched this business. I've been a part of business 25 years. The business has been in my blood since the day I was born. Fell in love with the business. 4 years old by watching two scary-looking individuals on TV, and they were known as the Wild Samoans. After that, I was hooked. That was 1982. Here we are almost 40 years later. And I'm like, damn. How did we get here? Anyway, we're going to take a break.